If you live in California, you're probably familiar with abalone. The sea snail's native habitat is along the California coast. For decades, abalone fishermen have flocked to the shore to catch them. One abalone species has suffered the consequences of its tasty meat more than most. The white abalone is endangered almost to the point of extinction. But as Capital Public Radio's Amy Quinton reports, UC Davis scientists think they've set the mood for recovery.
In the UC Davis Bodega Marine Laboratory, Kristen Aquilino reaches into a fish tank.
All right, I'm going to pull up this pipe here, show you some of these juveniles.
Aquilino heads the white abalone captive breeding program. She often talks like a proud mother when she points to the tiny creatures.
Aww, right? These turned one on June 14th of this year, so they're just over a year old.
Cute, but they are sea snails, so why exactly should anyone care?
So right now, the population is in really, really bad shape. There are only a few thousand left in the wild. The animals that are left in the wild are so far apart from one another that they likely are effectively sterile. And so effectively, this population might already be extinct in the sense that it's not currently reproducing on its own.
Because white abalone are broadcast spawners, males and females have to be in close proximity for a sperm to find an egg. Melissa Newman with the National Marine Fisheries Service says scientists had it all wrong about the animal.
We used to think of abalone as being this animal that you could never, never deplete.
They thought abalone acted like other shelled organisms, living relatively short lives and reproducing often.
That's why fishing for them went on for as long as it did, without us pulling the plug on it.
But Newman says white abalone are delicate little creatures.
Abalone sort of behave more like a mammal in that they live to be 30. They're not reproductive until they're probably more like, 5 to 8 years old. And they're only producing offspring maybe once a decade successfully.
So researchers had a big job, get the animals to breed in captivity, something that hadn't happened in nearly a decade. To do so, Kristen Aquilino has to get up close and personal with them.
We can tell the sex by looking at their gonad. Let's see if this one wants to show it at us its gonad. It's maybe not appropriate for radio.
Yeah, we'll leave that to the imagination. Aquilino points to dark tanks that house two white abalone. She says this is where the mood is set.
We've definitely got our thing together, don't we?
So we have lighting, lights come on and off the same time the sun rises and sets in the abalone's native range in Southern California, and we have the temperature manipulated. We feed them lots of algae. We sometimes play some Barry White.
My first, my last, my everything, and the answer to all my dreams.
Okay, so Aquilino says the Barry White music is not scientific, but after much trial and error came success.
In our care was a very small but important ray of hope for this entire species.
It's still a long road ahead. Abalone females can produce millions of eggs, but only 1% survive to become juveniles. And in captivity, getting white abalone to become reproductive every year is more difficult than with their more abundant cousin, the red abalone. Aquilino says their research began using what they learned from red abalone farms in California.
So we start with using their best techniques and then fiddling with them to try to make it right for the white abalone. It's definitely possible that a lot of the work we're doing here could be applicable to red abalone farms and could help them increase production or reduce costs.
Ultimately, the goal is to one day repopulate the oceans with white abalone. Scientists say it will take several decades, if not longer, but at least they'll have Barry White to listen to. Amy Quinton, Capital Public Radio News.
Can't you see it, you?